President Trump has arrived in Las Vegas to meet with survivors of Sunday's deadly massacre. 58 people plus the gunman died in the attack and more than 500 were wounded. John Sepulvedo is in Las Vegas covering the story for KQED and NPR. And John, I asked you yesterday, I'll ask you again today, do we know anything more about what might have motivated Stephen Paddock to kill all of these people?
And just as yesterday, my answer is the same, no. In fact, Andrew McCabe, who's the deputy director of the FBI, was on CNBC earlier today, and he said that they don't have a motive yet. Investigators haven't found that. What we have heard from law enforcement officials is that there was a computer discovered at one of the man's residences, and that they are looking at that. We also know that his girlfriend, who is out of the country, who has just come back to the country, is considered a person of interest.
And we're also seeing some details coming out about the weapons that he used and the hotel suite he was staying in. What do those tell us?
It tells us he was planning extensively. This was not some type of impulse that, and he just had a bunch of weapons around. The layout of the suite, the way he knocked the windows out, the way he modified his weapons, you know, literally dozens of weapons, and modified them from semi to fully automatic, all of it. The time when he showed up, the venue. It is very clear, logically, that he wanted to inflict the maximum amount of damage on a group of civilians.
Now, you mentioned Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, who returned to the U.S. Late last night from the Philippines, where she was during the shooting. She was met by authorities at LAX airport, and police are describing her as a person of interest. There are also reports that Paddock wired large sums of money to the Philippines in the week before the shooting. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, $100,000, according to CNN and other outlets. I haven't independently confirmed that, but the reporting seems credible. It also seems to float with this man's lifestyle, the fact that he had this type of cash available. He seems to have been a very wealthy compared to the rest of folks. What we know about this woman is very little. We know that she was visiting family in the Philippines. We know that she left to go visit the Philippines before this attack had started. And in fact, she had a very extensive kind of flight plan. She went to Manila in September 15th, then she went to Hong Kong on the 22nd, then back to Manila on the 25th, until ultimately going to Tokyo, Japan. That's where investigators found her, contacted her, let her know what is happening. It is very unclear whether she knew about this, whether she had any warning, and I think it's important not to speculate on what she knows or what potential role she has. All we know is that authorities have described her as a person of interest, and she is back in the United States.
You told us yesterday, John, that there was a lot of fake news floating around. It sounds like that is still a problem. What are authorities saying about that?
Well, privately, and I want to make this clear, this is private. I went and spoke with several police officers at various casinos around Las Vegas. Now, I want to paint this scene for your listeners. There are, I've lived in Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas many times. On top of that, I have never in my life seen such a uniformed presence. And that's even including counting presidential campaigns. There are uniformed officers at every location in Vegas. And when I spoke to officers, when I walked up to them and just was like, what's the deal? It's because they're combating a rumor. And I want to make this very clear to the listeners. This is a rumor. It is not true. But there is a widespread rumor in the town that there is a second shooter, that someone else did it. In part, we were talking earlier about the planning. This planning was extraordinary. And the idea that Paddock was able to fire so many rounds so quickly, just people don't believe it. And so they believe that there's a second shooter, falsely. And this false rumor, this false made-up story has been spread on social media. In fact, I had a Lyft driver yesterday stop and show me a video of this alleged, of this false, fake second shooter. It does not exist.
What are people saying there about the long-term impacts for Las Vegas? This is a place, obviously, that's very reliant on tourism.
Yeah. For many years, there's been a concern that Las Vegas is a target that's as soft as string cheese left in a glove compartment. And so the concern is now the hotel officials have known that, city officials have known that, that because of the high buildings, the tight quarters, all of the things that we saw on display, unfortunately, on Sunday, that this was going to be a problem. Now everyone else knows it, and there's a concern that people aren't going to come back.
That's John Sepulveda reporting from Las Vegas for KQED and NPR. John, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.